Welcome to Living the Zoe Life Weekly Podcast. I am your host, Tanya Bryant, and also the owner of Abundant Life Living and a life coach. In the title of this podcast, it uses the word Zoe. Zoe is a Greek word that means the absolute fullness of life. Each week on this podcast, we'll be discussing topics to help you do just that, to help you live the absolute fullness of life. We will give you practical steps and tools and strategies to live the life that God has destined you to live. So I encourage you to make sure to set your alarms and tune in weekly as we help you, as we empower you, as we inspire and motivate you to go be all that God's called you to be. Thank you so much for listening and take care. Welcome to Living the Zoe Life Weekly Podcast, where we discuss topics to help you live the absolute fullness of life. My name is Tanya Bryan, and I will be your host. This is episode number 7, week of February 24th. We've been talking about potential. And so this week, I want to focus in on, can you see what's in you? Discovering your potential. First of all, let's recap what potential is. Potential is this dormant ability. It's reserved power. It's this untapped strength and ability that we have, hidden talents that God has designed in each one of us. And many of us are not releasing that potential. Why? Well, we have the wrong image of ourselves, I think. We have the wrong vision of ourselves. We have a, I like to say we have a vision problem, because we have the wrong mindset about ourselves. See, when God looks down at us and he looks at us and he sees his children, he sees everything that everybody else may ignore. He sees all the wonderful potential, all the wonderful awesomeness and talent and strength that you possess. He sees this finished product. But we, when we look at ourselves, oftentimes, as I said, we have this distorted vision, this distorted image of ourselves. We don't see just the greatness, the genius that we possess. And because we have the wrong mindset, that hinders our perception. That hinders our idea about who we are and what and our abilities. But in order for us to see what's in us, we've got to begin to deal with the mindset so that we can begin to release this wonderful potential, these wonderful abilities and these things, these strengths and talents that we're possessing that we're not using because we got the wrong mindset. When I talk about mindset, mindset is an attitude or a cluster of thoughts with attached information and emotions that generate a particular perception. And see, so if you've got the wrong information, if you input it in your thoughts concerning yourself, it's going to cause you to have a certain perception. It's going to cause you to see yourself a certain way. And so we have then got to begin to go in and change that perception. So then we've got to get rid of the wrong attached information to those thoughts and ideas that we have about ourselves. And we've got to reprogram those thoughts and ideas so that we can get the proper perception of about us so that we can begin to release that potential. When you have the wrong mindset, it is going to hinder you from releasing that wonderful potential that the Father has placed inside of you. See, it's time for us to get the right perception. We talk about perception. That's the ability to see or hear and become aware of something through our senses. It's time for us to change the mental pictures, change the mental perceptions that we have about ourselves, and begin to see ourselves as the way God sees us. The Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. When we talk about being fearful, there's a great awe that the Father has, a great respect. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are so precious. We are so valuable. But see, when we have the wrong mindset, we can't see what's in us. We can't see all the genius. We can't see all the goodness. And it's time for us to change that mindset so that we can begin to release and discover all that wonderful potential that's been hidden inside of us. Can you see what's in you? It's time to make the changes in your life so that you can see what's in you. You can see your greatness. You can see your genius. You can see your value. You can see how precious you are, and begin to live the life that God's called you to live. See, when you can see what's in you, you can see your greatness. You can begin to live that Zoe life. That Zoe life is the absolute fullness of life. The Bible says in John 10:10 that the thief cometh but to kill, steal, and destroy. See, it's the enemy that places those wrong information in your thoughts that cause you to have the wrong perception. See, so the enemy comes but to kill, steal, and destroy, but I, Jesus, has come that we may have life. That word life in the Greek is Zoe. It means the absolute fullness of life. When I get the right mindset, I can begin to release my potential, because my potential is attached to that absolute fullness of life. When I am releasing my potential, I'm then able to begin to get into my purpose. And then when I'm doing my purpose, it brings me joy. It brings me a sense of fulfillment. It brings me that Zoe life. But the enemy is working overtime to prevent you from understanding that God wants you to have the absolute fullness of life. He wants you to dwell on the things that maybe people that you've respected have told you that you could never be this, and you could never achieve this greatness because you just don't have it. And so you've listened to that person those individuals, and they have altered, they have skewed, they have cause you to get the wrong perception of yourself. And so then you are holding back, you're shrinking back, and not releasing that potential. But today is the day for you to begin to release that potential and begin to walk in that Zoe life. I want to thank you so much for listening to Living the Zoe Life Weekly Podcast, where we discuss topics to help you live the absolute fullness of life. I want to encourage you to visit our website at abdlifeliving.com. Also, we have a wonderful 4-week class that's coming up on March 5th. It's called Who Are You? Discovering Your Potential. And this is where we'll begin to really unlock maybe the things that have been blocking you from walking in your potential. We're going to talk about help you to get clear on who you are and what God's called you to do. This is going to be a wonderful, it's an online class. It is affordable. You can go to abdlifeliving.com/zlife to learn more about it and to register. Again, thank you so much. We will see you next week. It's time to go live that Zoe life that God's called you to live. Take care, and thank you so much for listening. You have just listened to another broadcast of Living the Zoe Life Weekly Podcast, where we discuss topics to help you live the absolute fullness of life. If you would like to learn more information about the services that we offer, please visit our website at abdlifeliving.com. Also, we have an upcoming 4-week online class called Who Are You? Discovering Your Potential. In this class, you will begin to get clarity and explore who you really are. In addition, you will begin to understand the importance of potential. You'll look at what's been blocking your own personal potential, and then you will look at and explore how to begin to unlock your personal potential. This 4-week class will begin on March 5th and go through March 26th. It will be every Thursday. So March 5th, March 12th, March 19th, March 26th at 6:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. The fee for this course is $75. There are payment options if necessary for you. You can actually go to abdlifeliving.com/potential to register for the course. Thank you again so much for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Take care.